launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control here on this live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got a website. You go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content. What you see on the front page was created by listeners like you. As you scroll down the page, you'll see different news stories, maybe YouTube videos, blog posts, opinions from our listeners. You can post whatever you want to freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will decide whether or not what you posted is interesting, because you can vote up or down as long as you have a Reddit account on everything there on the front page. So you can create the content for us, and then we'll look at it before the show and talk about some of it maybe on the air. In fact, there's a story that I've been wanting to get to. Maybe we'll get to that here in a moment, but we're going to your phone calls first. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype and username lrn.fm. So you just go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive. You do need to have a Reddit account and Free Talk Live account. You can go to the website and not have either of those things, but if you want to interact, if you want to vote on the news stories there on the front page, you do need to have those things. And it'll be easy for you to link those two accounts together. Very simple process. It'll only take you a moment to go through it. And then once you're done with that, you're good to go from that point on into the future. Let's go to the phones, though. Still to come, the latest on Ross Ulbricht. He is the man alleged to be Dread Pirate Roberts, the very same person supposedly who has been running the Silk Road in the past, the Silk Road being an anonymous black market where drugs and other interesting things that you can't buy legally in most places are sold. We'll tell you what's going on with his case. But first, Justin is in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Great.
I appreciate the chance to speak to both you and Mark tonight.
Oh, no problem. We do it every single night, so appreciate you calling in. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk about something that doesn't apply to your topic that you've been on, but sorry about that.
It's Free Talk Live. You don't have to apologize for calling in to bring up what you want. That's kind of the point of the show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I just want to discuss something that I've heard you and Mark and other hosts on Free Talk Live talk about is, you know, conspiracy theory and what is your, you know, ecumenical definition of this phrase or this term, and, you know, if you could just break it down for me.
Yeah, it's really tough to describe what a conspiracy theory is. I was recently listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he was sort of pontificating about what the Clinton war machine was up to as far as Hillary and her running for president or whatever, and that's complete conspiracy theory. He's just, you know, he's talking about how he knows what the liberals doing, like every inch of his glorious naked body. He's still using the same shtick from 25 years ago. And, you know, I mean, it's conspiracy theory. Now, I think that there's some of it that kind of gets lumped into a couple of sort of crackpot categories, if you will. You know, the idea that many politicians are actually alien lizard people from outer space that can shapeshift and are, you know, ruling the world. Yep. Pretty crazy. And there's also, of course, all the UFO conspiracy theory out there, too. That's in a sort of another category. And then you'll hear the 9/11 conspiracy theories. You'll hear a variety of them. And they move more and more into reality until they are reality from where I stand, which is probably in the realm that I believe some conspiracy theories.
So my answer to the question, Justin, is a conspiracy theory is a theory that has to do with people conspiring, which usually requires at least two people, and to conspire means to do so in secret, to plot something in secret, and in theory, usually the conspiracy meaning that usually it has something negative. You know, that's kind of their goal, is to do something negative. So that's my answer for you.
Right, because if it wasn't negative, then it would be, you know, solidarity. It would be something that would be to be admired.
Well, it would be a pro-spiracy theory, I think, at that point. I don't know if that's true. But what was your point? Why were you calling to ask about that?
Well, I'm just trying to make the point that, like, when you break the two words, the two, you know, the parts, if you break it into two, conspiracy has a definition, right? And theory has a definition. So what's your definition of conspiracy?
A conspiracy is some people getting together and planning something, right?
Usually in secret. Yep.
Where are we going? I'm smelling primroses here. Show me the path.
Well, the state is you know, convicting or indicting people of conspiracy, you know, with regularity.
Oh, yeah, it does that. Yep.
But that's never referred to as conspiracy theory. Why not?
Well, if it's not a theory, then it's not a theory, right? So are you talking about the state indicting people? That's usually done out in the open. There's facts involved in that. No one is theorizing.
They're claiming that a conspiracy occurred, though. The state is claiming that a conspiracy occurred to commit some crime or another, mm-hmm. right?
Well, just like you guys were talking the other night, you know, conspiracy to commit prostitution. You know, it was, I think, Ian and Daryl speaking about that.
Yeah, that would be the people calling themselves the state coming up with a theory about what it is that you were doing, allegedly. And
then demanding to prove that theory in a court of law. Many people take the plea bargain before ever getting to court, so the theory then moves, in a legal sense, from theory to fact. That's what a court does, is the court establishes what occurred. I'm not saying they actually do it, but you know, that's the idea from a legal standpoint.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Justin?
Well, you got me, I guess.
I wasn't trying to get you.
Outside the allowable opinion, right, then you're a conspiracy theorist.
No, I don't think we said anything about that. You asked what the definition of a conspiracy and theory was, and we gave you the definition. Anyone who's theorizing about people who are plotting in secret is therefore putting forth a conspiracy theory. And there are all kinds of them. Mark, you were talking about with Rush Limbaugh. He's fully within the mainstream, but he was putting out a conspiracy theory about the Clintons, what he thought they were conspiring to do in secret, right? That's a conspiracy theory.
I think that people promote conspiracy. Everybody pretty much promotes a conspiracy theory every single day. It's just a variety of different ones. And that there's a small minority of them that are called conspiracy theories these days. And it usually has to do with the sort of 9/11 conspiracy theory crowd.
Personally, I like to stay away from theorizing. And
you theorize right here on the show.
I like to stay on the path of what's provable and what's obvious and what's in your face, like police violence and the state always restricting.
You'll believe any conspiracy that comes to police, that comes down the line. Anybody says, makes any accusation, you're like, yep, I believe it.
Thanks, Justin, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Well, wait a minute, Mark. So what are you talking about? Give me a better example about that. Like how police are corrupt and they hurt people? I mean, there's obvious truth to that.
It's difficult to know in any given circumstance what occurred. I think we need fair courts, and we don't have those.
Usually when you're talking about a police story, there's one side and there's the other. And when one side says the police were abusive and the police say the opposite, I choose a side, but that doesn't mean I'm theorizing. I'm just believing someone's story.
Theory. I mean,
if you're the one who was attacked by the police, you're not theorizing. You're telling your story.
Right, but then you're a theorist by believing it unless you have proof.
The proof is that someone told me it happened.
That's not proof.
That's good enough for me. If the person has a mark on their face and they say it was a cop that did it to them, and that person has validity in my mind, if they are a believable person,
radio,
I'm going to believe them over the cop.
In radio, we rarely see people with marks on their face. People call in, they claim things.
Yep, and I'm more likely to believe the average person than to believe a cop because I've seen cops lie time and time again.
You're a conspiracy theorist. Police conspiracy theorist sympathetic.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I disagree with your interpretation, Mark, but we'll move on here. So the definition of conspiracy, according to dictionary.com, is an evil, unlawful, treacherous, or surreptitious plan formulated in secret by two or more persons. Also a combination of persons for a secret, unlawful, or evil purpose. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. By that definition, Mark, the person claiming the police have beaten them is not conspiring in any way, shape, or form, because there's not a second person.
They're lying.
Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at Free State. Wait. FreeTalkLive.com, right as Mark hands me the information about the Free State Project. Not that I need to be handed information to talk about the Free State Project. It is the longest, probably the longest running sponsor on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
We've been supporting the Free State Project since before they were a sponsor of the show because we're both members and participants of the Free State Project. We've moved to New Hampshire back in 2006 for the purpose of the Free State Project. And the idea behind the Free State Project is to bring people who love freedom all to the same place so we can get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it's a big goal, It's a big concept, and hopefully you can get excited about it if you love the ideas of freedom, too, like we do. There are over 1,500 people who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Most of them have made the move, although a couple hundred were already here when the project kind of selected New Hampshire. So over 1,000 people have made the move here to New Hampshire and have gotten active, and it's been wonderful so far. There's been so much that has been going on here, it's impossible to summarize it all for you. Political action, which has been successful. People have been getting elected. There have been bad laws that have been stopped. And there have been a few good laws passed, like the jury nullification law here in New Hampshire, the knife ban repeal, where now it's completely legal to have any kind of knife in New Hampshire. There's
sharp pieces of metal are now legal in New Hampshire.
Yep, all kinds of good political news. There's also civil disobedience. There's media, just a bevy of media, radio shows, television, newsprint. We've got it all here. And more importantly, there's the community of liberty-minded people who help each other out. The first thing that'll happen if you bring a moving truck full of stuff and you let people know that you're coming here, when you're coming, and where you're going to be, there will be a dozen or more people that are going to show up at your house and unload that truck. They're going to help you unload the truck. You're going to have the truck undone, probably unloaded in less than an hour.
And it's real nice because loading it takes a heck of a lot longer.
And that's just the beginning of your experience with the wonderful community of people here who care about liberty so much they were willing to move across the country, or in some cases across the world, to be part of this project. We want to get 20,000 people who will pledge to make the move. We've got over 15,500 at this point, so we're getting there. And you could be on that list of people, and then you could join us here in New Hampshire and join the fun. There's just so much going on. Go to freestateproject.org. You can get signed up there. And again, that's freestateproject.org. We will take your calls about what you want. Still to come, the latest on Ross Ulbricht. He's the alleged founder, the operator of the Silk Road. We'll find out what his mother has to say about his situation, and we'll tell you a little bit more. Maybe you don't know what the Silk Road is. We'll explain that in better detail coming up here in moments, but your calls come first. Let's go to Ross. Ross in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live. Ross.
Yes, sir. How are you tonight?
Hey, super. Go ahead with your thoughts, Ross.
Okay. Just dealing with Bitcoin, when you're talking about Bitcoin, I think this is a really cool. It's probably the upstart, probably the greatest thing that's ever come on the scene at the present time. But I don't have any of the Bitcoin right now, but extraordinarily, one of these Bitcoin companies bought into one of the gold companies that I had some shares in. It was dormant, and it's absolutely come to life. So I'll just give you the symbol on that one if you guys want to, somebody wants to speculate on it. It's BITCF.
Okay. Okay. Not really a stock trading show, so I don't know what to do with all that.
It's just a penny stock, and it has come to life with this Bitcoin, and I'm a speculator. The other thing is when you're dealing with the e-cigarettes and the marijuana thing, like what I can't understand is why they're so down the e-cigarettes, yet they're opening up the stuff for marijuana. Like, I mean, that's a, to me, it's a democratic thing of control. I'm more Republican, and in dealing with speculating on democratic stocks, I've made about 15 grand off of one of the companies buying into the marijuana, the starting up of the marijuana, the medical marijuana thing.
Well, first of all, marijuana is not going to be, if you're in, if Los Angeles were to legalize marijuana tomorrow, it wouldn't be legal to smoke it in bars because smoking indoors in places is prohibited. So what you're seeing in places like that. So what you're seeing happen is, you know, kind of two different issues. The first issue is legalization or decriminalization of cannabis, which is something that's time has come and it should have happened decades ago. But it's here now and it's finally happening in some places, and it will probably be spreading to more here in 2014, hopefully.
Yeah,
you're also seeing the e-cigarette issue, which is a totally different issue, which is that some people are trying to restrict the location of use.
Okay, well, what you're looking at is just a control issue.
I agree that it's control.
As far as I'm concerned. Well, no.
Well, I don't know that it's Democrats. I don't think it is. Let me speculate here for a second, if I may. Lots of Republicans smoke marijuana. That the marijuana issue has come to a head because people are sick and tired of seeing their friends and family get thrown in jail for stupid things. They're sick and tired of people being able to, you know, people can potentially be helped medically.
It's when you get thrown in jail, like, I mean, if you breach the law, you're breaching the rule of law. We have like 1.8 million.
You don't have rule of law in this country. You don't have rule of law on the planet.
Rule of law
is a ridiculous notion.
No, when you've got laws, if you breach the law, you're breaching the rule of law.
The people that write the laws don't follow the laws. The people that write the laws don't follow the laws. How can you possibly have rule of law?
Sir, all the people, the 1.8 million people that are in jail, breach the rule of law. Disrespect.
You think that everybody that's in jail is guilty?
I mean, they have the right to fight the issue if they're in there. If they get thrown in jail, well, I mean, that's the law system, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it stinks.
Okay.
Well, as long as we agree on that.
You do agree that a lot of these laws are really bad, right?
I've been in court so many different times, sir. When you're talking about the fact of stuff that's in the court, first of all, if you're in a major lawsuit, all the evidence has to be entered inside the courtroom and be docketed inside the courtroom. That's the only evidence that they're ever going to listen to. The court has zero. It's a complete blank. It's up to the lawyers to get the evidence inside the court and get it all entered into the court. That's the only thing the judge listens to.
I know how courts work. I've spent a lot of time in courts, too. You didn't answer my question, though, Ross. My question... My question was, you do agree that a lot of these laws are really awful, right?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, you could eliminate hundreds of different laws. Like, I mean, they've just gone overboard. Like, this smoking issue, I don't smoke, okay? My daughter smokes like a little trooper. I don't have any problem with people smoking. If you want to smoke, that's the freedom to do what you want. It's the same thing if you want to drink. It's the freedom to drink and do what you want. That's what really the issue is. The issue is the freedom for you to allow you to do what you want to do. But if you want to breach the law, the rule of law, and you get nabbed, well, then your little tail's going to go into jail. Okay?
That's and you don't, doesn't, that doesn't, you don't feel bad about that? I just want to clarify. You don't feel bad
You get your little ringer, if you get dinged and you get thrown into jail, like, I mean...
So if your daughter was put in a jail cell, you would just think, that's fine. You know, she broke the law.
Well, I would fight for her. That's what you have to do for your children. It's up for you as the leader of the family.
But why do I care what happens to your kid? Under your attitudinal system here, it's like, oh, well, your daughter got her tail in a ringer. Why should I care about the injustice that occurred to your daughter? I mean, I should, but the way you seem to be reacting to this is like, oh, well, I only care if an injustice occurs to my family.
No, not exactly. Like, I mean,
he would care if it happened to Republicans too.
In the household, you got to take care of your family. You can't really rule the world. Like, I mean, if you could take care of your little circle and your friends and try to help out them, that's basically as far as you're going to go. If you get to be a real dynamic person, like you guys are on the radio, then what you try to do is you spread your concept and your thoughts to help.
We're definitely doing that. Thanks, Ross, for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You take control on Free Talk Live.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our site. Those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, for instance, if you're listening on the radio and you only get the Saturday show on your local radio station, you've missed a bunch of moments because we do the show 7 nights a week. You can go to freetalklive.com, click and download as many episodes as you please. They're all free, so go to freetalklive.com. Something else that's free right now, you can go and get privacy protection for your internet connection over at proxpn.com/FTL. You can start with their free account, which actually encrypts your internet connection, meaning that everything that you send out from your computer is encrypted. Your internet service provider will no longer have any idea what websites you're visiting and what search terms you're entering, because right now, if you don't have ProXPN, they're probably logging all that information, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So you can fix that by going to proxpn.com/FTL and downloading their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, or Android devices. There's also instructions to get it working with Linux. It's a little bit of a different setup. Just email proxpn and they'll send you back those instructions. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started right now with their free account, and then you're going to want to upgrade to their premium package where you get unlimited bandwidth, and you get to select your server to which you can connect around the world. So if you want the ultimate in privacy protections, if you're especially going to be doing private torrenting, which you can do only with their premium account, if you want to do private torrenting, I recommend connecting to the Netherlands server that they have, because their U.S. servers are still subject to DMCA takedown notices, but not if you're on their Netherlands server. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get their premium package for $5 a month if you use our discount code FTL20 and you order the yearly or the annual package over at proxpn.com/FTL. Code FTL20, save 20% for the lifetime of your account. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy. So go and learn more at proxpn.com/FTL and use discount code FTL20 when you're ready to order. By the way, you can pay with Bitcoin and save even more. Let's go back to the phones and the fun and your thoughts. First up, we've got Bill in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill.
Hi, guys. I've had a question for a good while about the New Hampshire residency requirements, and my question, I guess, is, you know, whether there's a minimum number of days per year that someone would have to claim residency in New Hampshire in order to be able to vote?
As I understand, the rules for voting in New Hampshire is you have to intend to spend to move to New Hampshire at the time of voting. So you have to sort of be in New Hampshire as a mover and intend to move. So you
there
could
is
say,
no residency requirement to vote in New Hampshire.
Right.
Just to clarify, you
you could be an occupant, but
you can be an inhabitant of New Hampshire.
Right,
and
inhabitant.
Vote.
But you would have to do is you like for instance, if you were moving to New Hampshire today, mm-hmm. you would be able or tomorrow morning, you would be able to vote tomorrow during the election.
That's
and,
right.
But then the rule would be sort of that you intend to spend tomorrow night and the forthcoming nights, at least for some long period, into the future, as a New Hampshire resident.
I don't recall that detail when I registered to vote. All I recall is that they just want to confirm that you are not voting in any other place. So you have to basically swear that you're not going to vote anywhere else. But yeah, New Hampshire's a little bit different. You literally can just show up here and vote. You don't have to pre-register or anything like that. You can walk into the polls on voting day and you can get registered right then. There aren't very many states that allow that. And as I said, there's no residency requirement whatsoever for voting in New Hampshire. Does that answer your question, Bill?
Not exactly. I mean, you're on to it, but I guess this in terms of whether or not I could maintain other residences in other states. And in other words, if you knew whether there's so many days per year, I would have to actually reside in New Hampshire in order to be able to claim the primary residence and to vote there.
No, you do not have to have residency in New Hampshire to vote in New Hampshire, period. You can be an inhabitant, and there's no minimum, as I understand it, there's no minimum requirement as far as number of days. They just want to make sure you're not voting in another location on that same day or in that same election.
But residency in states is kind of sticky business anyway. I'm from Florida, Sarasota, Florida, mm-hmm. and there's plenty of people that spend more than half the year down there in Florida that vote in their home state where they've always voted in their hometown where they've always voted. So they retire, they make enough money, they move down to Florida for 8 months out of the year or whatever, and then they for the nicest 4 months they move up to upstate, they go back to upstate New York, and they do their thing up there, and they'll vote absentee in Florida. So generally, what a resident is in any particular state is very difficult to kind of nail down. My wife is a Florida resident. I am an inhabitant in New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, I guess now I know some states like Texas only required me to show my voter registration, which I was able to just hand carry in from Mississippi, and that allowed me to transfer to Texas. However, I still had a residence in Mississippi as well,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of what I was trying to see. If I could do a part-time residence in New Hampshire and take the voter registration in there and be able to vote there.
Yes, the answer is yes, you can vote in New Hampshire. It's very easy to vote in New Hampshire. Thank you, Bill, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, if you want to scam the system, you can do that, but I wouldn't recommend it.
That's a felony.
That's dishonest.
Yeah.
So don't be dishonest. I don't think that's what he was getting at. He just wanted to see, what the requirements were to vote in New Hampshire, and it's easy. You just walk right in. And that's it. In fact, that's one of the concerns that some people have in New Hampshire is that there are people coming up from Massachusetts being bussed in to go and vote in certain elections.
There's pretty good evidence of that having occurred.
So, Anyway, you can walk right in and vote here in New Hampshire. It's really nice. It's very convenient. I don't ever show ID to vote in New Hampshire. That's another thing that differentiates New Hampshire from other places. You do not have to show ID. They'll make you think you have to.
I thought you
don't.
Had to with the new law.
Sorry. Nope. It's only requested.
Huh. Okay.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. They want you to think that you have to show ID, but you don't. You can sign a piece of paper that will get you past that. Let's go to Adam. He's in Montana. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to say 2 points real quick. I know you were talking about vaping, and people think like, oh, God, I smell the smell, and the businesses are wanting to, squash that and whatever. In Colorado, they're having a real hard time with people walking down the street smoking a joint and their kids are there and other people that don't partake and whatever, and they're getting a big waft of this, and they're scrambling for straws to try and figure out how to deal with the out-in-the-open fumes of it and being taken by the stuff.
Well, isn't it still illegal to smoke sort of out in the open in Colorado, even
yes,
if people do it?
As I understand it, yes.
Oh,
well, I guess we're talking
know.
About civil disobedience.
But who cares? I mean, come on. People don't get to complain. If you want to complain about somebody smoking cigarettes outside, fine. But so what? If you don't like it, don't walk behind somebody smoking a cigarette, or in this case, smoking a joint.
Right. And I just thought that was kind of ironic that they legalized it. Finally, the Holy Grail, they finally legalized it there in Colorado. Now they're, running around trying to figure out how to, not have casual contact high or something. I don't know. But
well, you're not going to get a contact high from walking down the street, somebody smoking a joint nearby.
True.
I mean, that's just not going to happen.
The fact is that rules have laws have unintended consequences. And so when you enact these things and people finally get, finally claw back their human freedom, then there are going to be consequences. And it's funny to hear all the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that's thrown and cast into the water in order to, we've got laws now, and, what's going to happen? What people are going to drive? And
well, the control freaks don't give up just because they've lost ground, right? So, okay, it's great that the cannabis has been legalized in Washington and Colorado, but that doesn't stop the control freaks. They are constantly pushing for recriminalization. They are constantly pushing for rules and regulations and restrictions. So it's just this never-ending conflict, and it's very frustrating. And, Adam, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some people buy their cannabis online on places like the Silk Road. We still have to talk about what's the latest in the Silk Road founders, or the alleged founder, Ross Ulbricht. What's the latest in his case? It's interesting news, and hopefully we'll get a chance to share it with you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're on the line, we will get you on the air here on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but the phones are loaded up right now with all kinds of different subjects to discuss. I do enjoy the potpourri of Free Talk Live. You never really know what's going to be coming in on those phone lines. But I tell you one thing, we do have an open Skype. You can Skype into us at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. If you have the Skype, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. We had some Free Talk Live amplifiers come on board this week. It's a matching deal that we're doing right now where we've got about six listeners who have pledged up to $950 per month in matching contributions, meaning that if you become a $5 a month Free Talk Live amplifier, it's like becoming a $10 a month amplifier because your $5 is matched. And what we're doing with that money right now is some of it is going to pay Daryl, who is our affiliate relations person that we've hired. He's our Friday night co-host, and he's also working for us during the week, during the daytime, to call radio stations for Free Talk Live. But not only do we want to reach new people through radio stations with the ideas of freedom, but we also want to reach them on the internet. So we're now doing a fundraiser for Google AdWords, and the idea being that we want to advertise Free Talk Live online to people who are looking for just generic searches like talk radio or internet talk radio, people who are wanting something to listen to. We want them to find Free Talk Live. You can help us with this fundraiser and get matching contributions for if you want to be an amplifier for $10 a month, it's like being 20. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can do Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and the brand new and very popular, I must say, and I'm very happy with how this is working out, the brand new amp-only Facebook group.
Yeah.
So a great way for you to connect with other Free Talk Live amplifiers, and also we're in the Facebook group as well. So you can go and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, it's $5 a month, but you'll double your money into the AMP program, and thank you for doing that in advance. Again, amp.freetalklive.com.
So whether it's in an automobile accident or an encounter with the police, driving is a dangerous activity, and you do it every day. That's why you need a dash cam to protect you. FreedomCam.net has a new dash cam with a lot of features there to be your ultimate witness. It has a front-facing camera, a camera facing into the cab, and then, of course, out the back. It has a microphone, GPS recording your driving route and speed. It has a G-force meter to record an accident. And it has a password-protected SD card. So if for whatever reason somebody snatches your SD card, they can't use that evidence against you. It's yours than yours alone, and an LCD display showing the video in real time, or can play back the recorded footage. All these features for a new lower price. They accept Bitcoin at freedomcam.net. So check out the new dash cam at freedomcam.net. This thing, whether you're in an automobile accident or you're in a situation with a law enforcement officer where you two don't agree as to what happened, it's invaluable. This is insurance. The same insurance you should have on, you know, in driving your car, you should have the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net.
All right, let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, starting with Will in New Jersey. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I wanted to talk a little bit about about Russia and their, you know, this sanctions that we put against them.
I have not put any sanctions on Russia. I would just like to say I support free trade around the entire world. But you mean the U.S. government has put sanctions on them?
Absolutely, yeah.
What are those sanctions?
Oh, I don't know what they all are. But in any case, everybody's screaming for more and more sanctions. And I just want to say that I oppose that whole process because I support self-determination by free people around the world. And it's obvious to me that the people there want to be at least independent, and if not that, associated with Russia rather than with the nationalists who have taken over in the rest of Ukraine. And I've been to Ukraine a number of times. I can tell you that there are two Ukraines. There's a western part and eastern part, very different, with basically the western part of Ukraine is Catholic, and if you look in the European press in the last few years, you'll see many instances of attacks on foreigners, foreign workers, people who look different, darker-skinned people, Jews.
As I understand, the nationalist folks that you're talking about is really only like 4% of the parliament, so they can't have a lot of representation anywhere.
That's true. They're a small. They have a small part in the parliament, but if you go to Western Ukraine, they have a large influence. And when,
but you think if they would have a large influence, they'd have a lot of people in parliament.
Well, you know, maybe cooler heads prevail when it comes to electing people, but you know, part of this is historic too. You can't forget that the Russians lost millions of people in World War II,
sure,
to the Nazis and to their Ukrainian allies. Ukraine was an ally of the Nazis, and whenever Russian soldiers were taken prisoner, they were treated, I mean, worse than horribly. They were put into enclosed barbed wire spaces where they were starved to death, and until the last one died, they were eating grass. I mean, it was horrible. And you know, the Russians don't forget this. And when Putin says the neo-Nazis in Western Ukraine who've taken over Kiev, that's what he's referring to. He's referring to the past when the Ukrainians, ethnic Ukrainians, were allied with the Nazis.
Well,
and
I get what you're saying.
Today.
Yes, but so what? I mean, you know, people have, you know, people here in the United States, we have sort of old, long-standing prejudices. I worked with a guy who was at, you know, when I was in my early 20s, he was in his late 70s, he didn't like Japanese people because when he was in World War II, he fought Japanese people. Okay, I mean, it was a completely irrational thought process. It's not a big difference.
Yeah,
the fact is the Japanese soldiers ate one of his buddies. So, yeah, I mean, he had some strong...
They were hungry.
It doesn't make it okay. Here's the point that can I make a point? Just one point. The point I'd like to make is that Russia went about this in the completely the wrong way. The fact is, Crimea may have been able to have a vote to secede, but when you have troops on the ground and you have them the election administered by a foreign power, it looks really, really bad. Russia's an invading force, and they did an evil thing here, and it's not okay.
I agree with you. I think that had Crimea had a internationally supervised election, could have been supervised by the UN or the Jimmy Carter group or any impartial group, they definitely would have gone the same way that they did.
I think you might be right. Not that same number, though. I don't think it would have been 97% or whatever.
It may not have been, because you wouldn't have had the boycott by the Tartars and the Ukrainian ethnics. But it still would have definitely gone the way it did. And really, that was a dumb move by the Russians and by Putin. Shows his arrogance. But, he's not a nice guy. I'm not saying.
No doubt. You don't get to be the president of any country by being a nice guy. Thanks, Will, for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. Shauna's in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Shauna.
Hi. Hey. First off, I would just like to say that I grew up in Colorado with very hippie parents, and they smoked weed around me all the time.
Are you stoned now, Shauna?
I am not. I don't even smoke it anymore, because now I live in Utah, and that's a very large jail sentence. But me and all of my friends, we grew up to be just fine people, and our parents smoked it in enclosed rooms with us and everything else. But I was calling in response to the man who called saying our justice system is just. My father, who was a big hippie, he got a lot of charges in Colorado for possession or distribution of marijuana, a lot. Mm-hmm. And his very last charge, though, was not for marijuana, but he got a much larger sentence because of all of his previous charges. And he was 69 years old. When the cops were searching his car, they took long enough that his oxygen tank ran out of oxygen. They had called an ambulance to take him to the hospital.
Oh, gosh.
And then when they sentenced him to 5 years, he went to a medical facility in a prison in Colorado, and he was trying to get medical parole. And they had a very sadistic nurse in there who he had to be lowered into a bath at this point. I mean, so yeah. And his charge was for, he had a distributable amount of cocaine. It wasn't marijuana, but the charge still wouldn't have been as much.
Shauna, if you want to tell the rest of your story, I'd like you to hang on. We can bring you back here in hour number three in moments. What more?
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MEOWBIT.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog. And Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.